Are you in the grips of the procrastination monster? You put things off to the last minute? You hate doing this, but you can't seem to stop? Today, I offer you not one, but two wellness tools that have the power to release you from the death grip of procrastination. From the heart of Hawaii, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. A quiet mind is your goal. If you are procrastinating doing something that you don't want to do, then you are probably listening to Mind Chatter, whether or not you're aware of it. When you think about the task that you've been putting off, Mind Chatter tells you, you don't have time to do that. You don't want to do that. You deserve better. You shouldn't have to do that. This is what Mind Chatter is telling you on the surface, but the message underneath is that you don't deserve to be happy. You are unworthy of an awesome life. When you procrastinate, you choose to carry dread around with you. This robs you of your joy. When you procrastinate, you sabotage yourself. And then Mind Chatter gets busy telling you that you should have gotten this done a long time ago. Procrastination is fertile ground for growing a super powerful strain of mind chatter. I have two wellness tools for you today to help you shed the dread of procrastination, to choose freedom from procrastination. Freedom, freedom, woohoo! I am so excited for you. Seriously, this is awesome. I can't wait for you to start using these tools. The first wellness tool is quick and easy. The second one takes more time and definitely requires a deeper dive. Both are effective in helping to release you from the grips of the procrastination monster. Okay, the first wellness tool, quick and easy. This is going to put the kibosh on procrastination. You ready? Make a game out of the task. Whatever it is that you've been procrastinating, do it and make a game out of it. Let's say that you do not like checking your email. You put it off and then it piles up. Or maybe you own your own business. Most every part of your business you enjoy, or at least you're okay with. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hours. You're cool with almost all the work that goes into your business. But you do not like posting to social media. You know that's part of your business that you need to do. You just don't like doing it. Or maybe it's inventory. Maybe you need to take inventory on your products and your warehouse. And you just hate it. You just get that yucky feeling in your gut when you think about it. When you put it off, whatever it is that you're putting off, there are consequences. Not just to your emotional state, but to your bottom line. It probably negatively affects the people in your life, either at home, you bring it home with you, or the people, your coworkers at work. Here's how to make a game out of it. Set a timer to count up from zero. You're using a stopwatch, basically. Timer starts at zero, you click, it's starting, it's counting up. Start clearing out your email inbox. You read, you respond, you delete, you forward. Soon as you're finished with that last email, click, stop the timer. Look at the time, record it. This is the time to beat. Next up, set an appointment with yourself on your calendar to check your email. Maybe you're going to check your email once a day. Maybe you're going to check it once a week. When that appointment pops up, sit down, start your timer, and see if you can beat your last time. When you beat it, get up out of your chair, put on your favorite Meghan Trainor song, and do your victory dance. Do your victory dance. You just won the game, my friend. When I lived in Washington State, I lived in Oregon for a couple years and Washington for 8 years, an hour east of Portland in the Columbia River Gorge. So beautiful. One day I was in town. I lived out in the country, and there were a couple of small towns close by. And one day I was in town running errands, and it's so pretty there. And I always like walking in new places. having new experiences, even if it's just 15 minutes from my house. So I parked my car on just a random spot on one of the residential streets and went for a walk. And I passed this roofer, small home, sweet little place, was getting a new roof. Watching him while I was walking down the street, it looked like he had such positive energy. He was putting those shingles on and it was going really fast, and he didn't seem like he was stressed out about it, like his boss was going to give him a hard time if he didn't get it done by the end of the day. It seemed like he was making a game out of it. So I circled around the block, I walked around, explored a couple of new streets, and then when I was circling around that same neighborhood back to my car, he had come down off the roof and was getting something out of his truck, and I had the chance to talk to him for a second. And I said, hey, it looks like, I know this might sound corny, but it looks like you're actually having fun. And I've lived in some new construction areas over the years here and there, and I've seen guys do construction, and some are grouchy and some are okay with it, but I've never seen anyone be bubbly. That's the word that came to mind when I was seeing him put on this roof. And he said, I make a game out of it. That clicked with me. That's what I'm recommending to you. This was a professional. He wasn't doing this as a one-time shot and it was fun because it was new. He had been doing this for years and he was making a game out of it to see how fast he could put the shingles on, to see how quick he could carry things up and down the ladder. Even if it's a mundane task that you don't enjoy doing, you've been putting it off. If you make a game out of it, it can be fun, or at least fun enough so that you keep those appointments with yourself, you check your email or whatever it is, and you get it done. And then you get to do a victory dance because you beat your time of the last time, or whatever game you invent for yourself. Another wellness tool that can help you in the process of letting go of procrastination is journaling. Let's say that you scheduled a time to work on a chore that you've been putting off. You don't want to do anything monumental. You didn't block out an entire weekend to tackle a project. You put on your calendar to commit to working on it for 30 minutes. You set realistic expectations to make some progress, to chip away at it. Sounds good. Sounds like it's going to be easy. But when it comes time to do that 30 minutes, you experience resistance. You don't want to do it. You dig your heels in. I hate this. I know I scheduled it. I don't want to do it. Right then and there, pull out your journal, pull out a piece of paper, grab your laptop, start writing about what's going on inside of you. If you end up spending your entire 30 minutes that you are quote unquote supposed to be working on that task that you've been putting off, if you spend that entire 30 minutes journaling, give yourself full credit for doing the task. Seriously, it counts. Write your feelings. You're angry. You're resentful. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Where in your body do you feel these feelings? Write about it. When have you felt these same feelings in the past? Write about it. In my experience, when I'm struggling in the present moment, it's because something has triggered me and has sent me back to my childhood. My childhood home was a scary place. My dad yelled a lot, and we never knew when it was coming, see? I had to be on guard all the time. As a little girl, I was helpless against this. I couldn't fix the situation. I couldn't escape it. Now, as an adult woman, when I'm overwhelmed by negative emotions, I have brought those scary feelings from my childhood and placed them as an overlay onto my current situation. Focus on your breath while we take this quick break. Are you running on empty? Do you need an infusion of joy and excitement? If you could use a boost right now, my online spiritual retreat can rejuvenate you. I love in-person retreats, but I don't love the travel hassles and the expense. That's why I created my online retreat, which you can do from your sofa. It's easy, affordable, and can breathe new life into your spirit. Nothing is pre-recorded. It's all live with me in a small group online setting. There's a link in the show notes to sign up and videos with information on my website. Register now at wellnesswithlucky.com. I was planning a trip. I was looking at international flights. I had spent some time over a couple months planning this trip, thinking about it, getting things in place, and it was time to actually book the flight. It was stressing me out. I had those same childhood emotions. When I was growing up in my childhood home and things were not pretty and I had those really negative emotions, that's what I was experiencing when I was trying to book this flight. The emotions that no matter what I do, things are going to turn out badly. No matter how much time I spend on looking for the best flight, I had the emotion that it was going to turn out badly. Things were going to go wrong. Instead of continuing to search for flights, take a break from that. Close that website and journal about it. Maybe through that, I will be able to see that, oh, it's not actually travel planning that's stressing me out. It's the belief about myself that I don't have agency, that no matter what I do, I am powerless to make my life better. I've been able to get some perspective through journaling. I can see the truth that I am, as an adult woman, empowered to make my own life better. Hello, I'm choosing to go on a trip outside of my own country. I am making this happen. I decided that traveling would be a fun adventure. I decided to earn enough money to pay for this trip ahead of time. I'm not putting it on my credit card and paying it off way long after I get back. Through journaling, I'm able to see that whatever situation where those negative emotions are coming up, I can see that, yes, my childhood was messed up, but it's over. And I am safe here now. Maybe for you, you think that you don't deserve to be happy. You have low self-esteem, as evidenced by your self-sabotaging. Procrastination is self-sabotaging. It wrecks your serenity. It wrecks your joy, and yet you keep choosing it. Why? Journal about it. Where in your childhood did you feel like you didn't deserve to feel good about yourself? Maybe unconsciously, you've been bringing those beliefs and emotional reactions into your adult life. Whatever emotions are coming up when you try to do your first 5 minutes of a task, or when you are having resistance around keeping an appointment with yourself to make progress on a task, maybe journaling can unlock the original experiences that created those feelings, the feelings that keep coming up over and over again every time you try to get out of the rut of procrastination. No wonder you procrastinate, right? If every time you start on some dreaded chore, those awful feelings come up, no wonder you say, forget this, and then head off to some diversion. The problem is that those feelings are still there. They don't go away unless you look at them and do the inner work to release them. My next online retreat is coming up fast. It's in 2 weeks. If you put off signing up, you will miss it and nothing will change. If you want to change, if you want to grow and experience freedom, commit to this retreat today at wellnesswithlucky.com. In my podcast, I try to stick with wellness tools that are affordable, meaning they don't take a lot of time or money. But I need to say here that talk therapy is an excellent wellness tool. Maybe mental health counseling is available through your healthcare plan, or maybe you need to pay for it out of pocket. For me, getting outside help has been tremendously helpful over the years. Journaling has been helpful, especially when I've partnered it with talking with a therapist. A lower budget alternative is to attend and participate in support groups. Going and listening a couple of times to build trust in the group that can be a really good start. But in my experience, I didn't receive much healing from my support groups until I opened my mouth. When I started to share honestly about what was going on with me, which meant saying out loud the things that I was doing and the things that I was ashamed of, that's when I started to heal. We are spiritual creatures in a human body. Forward progress toward a happy, calm mind requires spirit and body. To get out of the rut of procrastination, yes, you need to begin the chores that you don't want to do. Chip away at them. Make it lighter by making a game out of it. That's the physical part. You also need to do the inner work. Be brave enough to be curious about the emotions that come up. This supports your spiritual freedom. That's what we're after, right? Spiritual freedom! With no burdens from overdue work weighing you down, you are free. As I close out today's episode, I am excited for you to choose victory over procrastination. Making a game out of a dreaded chore can lighten the mood and lift the dread. Journaling and getting outside help from a support group or a counselor can help you to break free from childhood wounds so that you can live your life here, now, as a happy, healthy adult. You are a powerful person with infinite choices. You can begin choosing to take action instead of putting things off. You don't have to be perfect. You can take two steps forward and one step back, then get up and try it again tomorrow. The good news, there are tons of us around the world working on this same issue. You are not alone. You have all of us, and you have your divine guides to support you. Ask your higher power to help you to move forward toward freedom. 3 steps for growing excited about your life. Okay, you ready? Step number 1. Set aside 4 hours to join me for my upcoming online retreat. Step number 2, during your retreat, nourish your spirit. Step number 3, return to your regular life, revived and refreshed. I am here to tell you that it is time to claim an entire morning to yourself. An entire morning? What? During my online retreat, you will connect with yours truly and other fellow travelers on your spiritual path in 2 small group online meetings. On your own, at your house, at the beach, or in your mountaintop bungalow, you will move through 4 one-hour modules of structured, quiet me time. You will depart renewed in your spirit with a new set of wellness tools. Why do I offer online retreats? When I stumbled into my first solo Me, Myself, and I retreat, the before and after effect was huge. After the retreat, I felt like a new woman. Okay, so this is how it went down. A few years ago, I was in overwork mode. Now, thankfully, I'm choosing more balance in my life, but then I worked all the time. Back-to-back appointments, day after day after day after day. Then, a hurricane here on Maui shut down my plans. The morning of the hurricane, quote-unquote hurricane, we only got heavy rain, but with the prediction of a hurricane, I canceled all of my appointments. I found myself with an entire morning of nothing. Nothing scheduled, nothing on my agenda. I realized, well, actually I received a message from God, that I had not had a spiritual clearing in a long time. I decided to seize the day, carpe diem, and not let the opportunity slip through my fingers. I spent the morning journaling, I meditated, I consciously connected with my higher power, I did an art project that was therapeutic, I processed all of the emotions that I had been too busy to deal with. It was an intense 4 hours. And then my belly started growling and I ate lunch. The rest of the day, I just did regular stuff. The next morning when I woke up, I felt like a new woman. I felt light, I felt bright, I felt calm, and I felt happy. This feeling of freedom floated with me for several days. After a few weeks, I realized that I was feeling heavy again. I needed another spiritual retreat. This time, I asked a friend to join me. The night before our retreat, we talked about the issues that we were going to dive into. Then the next morning, separately, we each did our own spiritual retreat, and then we talked again afterward. It felt good to have a loving friend to be my accountability partner so that I followed through on my commitment to myself, and it was lovely to have her bear witness to my struggles and my growth. At the end of the retreat, we celebrated our victory. This is why I am offering an online retreat to you now. Engaging in retreat every couple of months has offered me emotional freedom. You deserve that too. You have been searching for something to make your life better. This is that something. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. Sign up right now at wellnesswithlucky.com.